This week, Ukraine made one of its highest-profile arrests on corruption charges, a person no less than the head of Ukraine's Supreme Court. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports it's part of an ongoing crackdown on corruption.
Vsevolod Knyazev was elected president of Ukraine's Supreme Court in 2021. Just 43, he seemed to have a long career ahead of him. But earlier this year, Ukrainian authorities began investigating Knyazev after receiving a tip that he was accepting bribes.
He was like organizer of the scheme.
Tatiana Shevchuk is with Ukraine's Anti-Corruption Action Center.
Because it was not like he just influenced the other judges pushing them, he was distributing money.
Shevchuk says the top judge allegedly promised other judges a cut of the bribes if they backed a favorable opinion for a company controlled by mining tycoon Konstantin Zhivago. The tycoon is already wanted on suspicion of embezzlement and is in France. He allegedly gave the Supreme Court head $2.7 million.
I think people were more outraged because of the sum of the bribe and because it happened right now during the wartime.
Knyazev denies the charges. Shevchuk says Ukrainians wonder how this arrest looks to their Western partners who support Ukraine with billions of dollars in aid.
I thought that at the first glance, it should be shocking, and maybe for someone it will prove the narrative that Ukraine is really corrupt. But I really hope that there will be a second glance, which will show that, okay, Ukraine is becoming a different country.
President Volodymyr Zelensky is trying to show that Ukraine is a country that cracks down on corruption. His government has fired officials for even the appearance of impropriety. Ukraine must improve its transparency and strengthen its civic institutions if it hopes to join the European Union and NATO. In the central Ukrainian city of Dnipro, community activist Stanislav Samchenko says this arrest is big.
To understand the scale of it, it's like the president has been arrested. That's how much influence the head of the Supreme Court has.
A public opinion survey out earlier this month showed Ukrainians are more concerned about corrupt officials in power than they are about informants or propagandists for Russia. Not far from Dnipro's court complex, Tatiana Mazurova, a 17-year-old university student, says Ukrainians have lost too much since the Russian invasion to excuse corruption. I hope our partners in the West see that we punish those taking bribes, she says, and that we despise them. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Dnipro.